Welcome to Twist for the week of December 4th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today we are covering a corporate income tax case from the Minnesota Supreme Court, a recently filed constitutional challenge to Illinois' retailers' occupation tax laws as applied to remote sellers and in-state sellers, and guidance in Washington State on the sales tax and B&O tax obligations of self-published authors who sell books through marketplaces. The Minnesota Supreme Court recently reviewed a dispute between the Commissioner of the Department of Revenue and a taxpayer over whether gain from the sale of a business's goodwill was a portionable business income or non-business income that was allocated. The case involved two issues, the first being whether the department was required to adhere to an earlier tax court decision addressing the substantive issue. The department did not appeal the earlier decision, but has internally decided, without notice to the public, not to follow it. The Minnesota Supreme Court declined to rule as to whether the department was required to follow a tax court decision that it had not appealed. Rather, the court determined that as the state's highest court, it was not bound by a tax court decision, and therefore it addressed the second issue, which was the treatment of the gain. After determining that the statutory language was ambiguous, the court relied on legislative history to conclude that the gain was a portionable business income. A remote retailer of pet medications has filed a case with the Illinois Tax Tribunal challenging Illinois' Leveling the Playing Field Act that requires remote retailers to collect and remit both state and local retailers' occupation tax, or ROT, based on the destination of its product sold. Currently, in-state retailers are required to collect and remit both state and local ROT based on the origin of the retailer's product sold. The taxpayer alleges that the act violates the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution because it imposes a costly, objectively overly burdensome, and time-consuming requirement upon remote retailers that is not imposed on in-state retailers. The taxpayer also asserts the law violates the Illinois Constitution's Uniformity Clause due to disparate treatment it receives versus similar retailers with a minimal physical presence in Illinois. Finally, the Washington State Department of Revenue has recently issued guidance on its website addressing the tax consequences when self-publishing authors use marketplace facilitators for distribution and book sales. While the guidance is specific to self-published authors, it may be applicable to other types of sales. Notably, the guidance confirms that the portion of the purchase price of a book sold through a marketplace that is retained by the marketplace facilitator is included in the seller's B&O tax base, and the author must collect sales tax unless the marketplace certifies that it is collecting and remitting. Thank you for listening to Twist this week. Hope everyone stays well.